I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I think I used to drink only on the weekends. Now I drink every day. Just wine. I mean, I don't drink anything else, really. I might have a little problem, yeah.
Hey, what's going on here? I thought we were enjoying some sophisticated banter.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's a complicated person, being both frugal and spoiled. She eats lobster rolls in her well-worn summer dress and drinks fancy expensive wine at home in her underpants.
I love it. That was a very good intro.
Thanks.
Dang it, you won.
Yes.
And with me today is my very calm counterpart. I'm saying that jokingly because she lost her cool over Stranger Things, and we disagree on spoiler alerts. Her name is
Amy Nichols.
And also joining us today, he is by far the most sophisticated person in the office. He went from being a chauvinist to being a boyfriend that goes on craft dates with his girl. And he corrected me about wine one time, which obviously makes him an expert. His name is Trey Peart, and you can catch him on his own podcast, That's Debatable. Hey, Trey.
Bonjour.
So how is it that you say shanty, shanty?
It's a very famous line from Silence of the Lambs where he says, I'd eat her liver with a can of fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Chianti. See, who would think that? And I've held a grudge against you ever since because I'm like, oh, you're going to correct me on wine? Which is weird because I'm not a wine snob. I'm not a wine snob at all. Food snob? Hell yeah. I better be eating good in my belly. Wine is wine to me.
But we have a
crisis going on right now. But before we get into this, we have Trey along because we are going to throw our pinkies up in the air and do a blind wine taste testing.
Yes.
See if we can decide which is the good wine, so-called good wine, which is the cheaper wine. Trey, did you know that we're about to enter a wine crisis?
I did not know that.
Okay, well, you know how we had the wine shortage. The gas shortage, and everybody freaked out, and that ended up being nothing.
It was a nightmare. People thought it was the end of the world. I had my gun loaded.
I had to skip a trip, which was pretty devastating to me, because what if I would have gone to El Paso 9 hours away and then gotten stuck there with no gas, and then I call into work on Monday, and I'm like, hey, dude, I can't come into work. Why'd you leave during a gas crisis?
You were only in one specific spot that everyone was making a run at gas stations. I literally drove 20 minutes north, and there was 12 pumps open.
Like, I was yelling on speakerphone with Jeremy, and I'm just like, you don't even care. He's like, go, you'll be fine. You don't even care. Well, now this is something a lot nearer and dearer to me, wine. A lot of the grapes and crops in Europe has been devastated due to weird weather. 20% of our wine is going to be gone, which means higher prices. This is only in Europe. So, I mean, like, California is still producing all of our wine around
still
here.
Affect us.
In California has a lot of wildfires that were making their way down towards Napa.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a real, real problem for the winos out there.
So, me being a wino, I might have to lower my taste and go to some different kind of wine.
What kind of wine do you normally drink? Give me a price range of a bottle of wine you would have on a Saturday night for date night. Because that's the cream of the crop for me. That's as high as we're going. Is if I'm paying for it on date night, that's as high as I'm trying to ask about right now.
Date night, $20.
Ooh, $20 for a date night bottle of wine?
But I'm usually not the one paying for it. Jeremy will buy the nicer wine. I'm usually regular wine, 10 to 15, according to label. Price and label. That's okay. Strictly what I go off of.
Right.
Amy?
I struggle spending more than $10. I just can't.
Have you ever been the person in the grocery store that gets the six-pack of wine so that you get the 10% discount?
No, I didn't. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Like, pick your own bottle or whatever?
Mm-hmm. But they have like, holders that are, like, little six-pack of beer holders, but they're giant, so you can fit bottles of wine in there. If you buy six or more, you get, like, 10, 15% off.
Oh, my gosh.
But the problem with that is the cheapest bottle of wine is, like, $8, $9.
Oh,
so you're still spending $60 to...
Yeah.
To just save a couple of bucks.
What grocery store are you going to? That's so fancy.
Amy doesn't go down the wine aisle because that's most of them. If you go to Albertsons, Kroger, they all have it like that.
Okay.
I don't think the liquor stores do. But yeah,
well,
you can get them.
I don't
buy in bulk because I'm just going to go through it. Now, I do have, a wine display in my kitchen. It's this big bicycle, and the big tire has holes to put all your bottled wine in. Well, for the longest time, I didn't keep wine in it because I would just drink it all.
Sure.
And my friend was like, well, that's not a good look. Like, you need to put some wine in there. And I'm like, well, what kind of wine am I going to leave in there? Crappy wine that you don't like.
Ooh, that's smart.
So I started getting like white Zinfandel. I'd get some stuff on sale, or I'd buy in bulk and end up not liking it, like $3 bottle wines, you know?
But whenever I go to my dad's house and I look at his wine, I'm like, ooh, what's he got? So if people are inspecting your choices, I wouldn't want crappy stuff there. I'd be judged.
Point.
But do you know if it's crappy? Because it's not the particular brands, it's stuff that I've drank before and not liked. So it's not like I'm
got
not
it.
Storing box wine in there, or I have like some.
You can't. It won't fit in the hole.
I judge the wine, and I've never seen a bottle that's like earlier than 2015. But I judge the wine on the year, right? So if they have like a 1942 bottle of wine, I'm like, whoa, that's from World War II. But
fancy.
That's the only thing I would possibly know. No labels. I have no idea what's a fancy wine and what's not.
Look at Smarty Pants over here knowing when World War II was. That was our whole debate with the, what is a spoiler alert? Amy got screaming angry mad yesterday at Justin for bringing up Stranger Things again, because he comes in our room, talks about Stranger Things, and Amy's like, I'm not done with it yet.
I asked him nicely first, and I even ended up leaving in my workspace. And I left the room for 10 minutes, came back, they were done. They came back to the subject. I asked him again, please stop. And he didn't. So now I'm the crazy lunatic, crazy, crazy, crazy person.
And then I told Amy I had a similar spoiler alert yesterday, because my husband Jeremy and I are getting ready to go to Italy. And we're on a group text yesterday. And I said, we're going to go to that city that burned down. And he was like, oh, are you talking about, what's the name of it?
Pompeii.
Are you talking about Pompeii? So then he starts like lecturing me and trying to tell me what happened in Pompeii. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah,
no spoiler alerts.
Yeah,
I'm going to learn whenever I get there.
Burned down is not the correct term.
I know there's like people in ashes, and but I'm not exactly
she
sure what
know.
Happened. Yeah. And so he wants to tell me all about it before we go visit. And I'm like, I'll learn whenever I'm there. Why are you trying to spoil it for me now?
So are you going on a tour while you're there? What will you be learning?
Ooh, that is a good question, because I don't think we'll be on a tour, and if they have plaques, I probably can't read them. So maybe once we're there, I'll let him give me the lesson. But before then, no spoiler alerts. I will figure it out whenever I get there.
But my point is, Pompeii was a long, long time ago, and Stranger Things has been a week and a half. So
I'm still saying it's just the unknown.
There's a time difference.
All right. Let's hear about these wines. Who's ready? These are all Cabernets. Trey, what's your wine of choice?
I go with a Malbec.
Malbec?
Mm-hmm. Malbec?
Shanty.
Yeah, see,
Pinot.
Listen, this is, I don't know why you decided that I had some sort of wine knowledge. I just drink it to get drunk.
Because you were playing cider beer pong the other weekend. You have made such a transformation. You used to drink Keystone Light, and now you're like sifting through pricey wines with your girlfriend while you're crafting.
Listen, I'll down a 24 ounce of Keystone Ice any day of the week. But the beer pong turned into cider pong. Also not my choice. I just get forced into being a classier person.
And Amy, on the reg, you drink vodka.
I do.
Do you have a preference in wine?
Red.
Ooh,
yeah. I'm not. I don't know why very well. I'll drink it. I'll really probably drink anything.
Old Vine Zinfandel is my favorite, but I'm not quite sure why. It's smoky and it tastes good to me, and it has to do with something about the wines being on the vine older, longer. I don't know. But anyway, these are all cabs. One wine is from Chile, and it's described as being full of cassis, black cherries, has hints of mocha and dark chocolate. Pairs well with, quote, reed meats.
Red? That
reed is R-E-A-D. Yeah.
There's
a misprint. Nope. There's a misprint on the label. I had to double check that.
Oh my gosh.
Herby dishes or mature cheeses. That's one of them. Another one of these wines is from Napa Valley. No description or pairing recommendations.
Oh my gosh.
And then one wine is described as a classic California laid-back cab that has blackberry, plum, and a hint of vanilla flavor. They say to pair that with juicy cheeseburgers, cheesy polenta, roast chicken, hearty pasta, or dark chocolate. Also,
polenta is a crap food, by the way.
I love polenta.
Ugh.
What's polenta?
It's like an Italian dish. It's similar to grits, kind of.
Yeah, it's...
Oh.
The kind I had was real salty. Is it normally salty?
No. It's very plain like grits, and then you have to doctor it up.
Man, I'm really feeling left out, guys.
You're not missing much with polenta.
It's okay, because we're calling this segment Classy or Trashy.
Okay.
And what's so funny, I bring in these wines, and I'm so well prepared. We have plastic wine glasses. We have Waterford Crystal tumblers.
Fancy.
We have champagne flutes. I forgot the dang wine opener. So I had to get part-time Justin to manually open this with a screw and a screwdriver. So if there is any cork, because I'm sorry, I typically don't buy the unscrew caps.
I think that's labeled as trashy if there's corkscrew
yes.
in your wine.
Now let's pick up glass number one. Okay. That's going to be the Waterford glass, the real one.
Okay.
Or go with plastic because Trey is.
I was just smelling them.
Waterford.
Trey, do you know where Waterford is?
It is just north of St. Laurent, Michigan.
It's Ireland. Waterford's in Ireland. They make a lot of crystal.
Just took a shot
You said it with conviction.
You just lie to people.
Wow, you are good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wine number one.
Wait. Are you guys like smelling? Are we doing the full?
Sifting?
I give it a little spin, right?
Yeah.
Like, teach me if I'm doing it wrong. Spin.
Spin.
I breathe deeply of its essence.
Oh.
And then.
Sip and spit is what I learned yesterday, but why the heck would you spit out wine? Now, one of these wines is going to be a box wine.
Oh.
Another one is going to be a well-known cheap wine, and the other one's going to be on the higher end. So those are the three wines that we're going to choose from.
You guys got any craft singles? A little wine and cheese?
I thought about getting some cheese, but no, I did not. This is all Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips budget right here.
Gosh, I don't know.
Oh, I'm not answering
really?
Right,
you're not going to try to guess? Oh,
I'm going to guess. I got to take a sip with another one.
Okay.
All right, let's go plastic on it.
Plastic. Now, just from the smell test, I did think that the plastic one smelled a little bit cheaper.
I agree.
It smells a little bit like plasticky.
I don't know about that.
That's number two.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, it's smooth, though.
Smoky.
Yeah.
It's a rich flavor. That's definitely...
I think that's... You're trying to psych us out.
It's definitely I think there is something too. Justin's got a pretty predictable method of doing stuff where he tries to fake you out. So we probably put the nicest one in
the cheapest looking
mm-hmm. glass.
Also, props to Justin for helping us out on this because I needed somebody to open up the wine bottles and to pour them without us knowing.
So you don't know either.
No, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you did.
So do we even trust Justin?
For the most part, what does he have to gain from screwing us over? You know what? I think that this one, right now I'm thinking the one in the plastic is more expensive than the one in the Waterford Crystal. You guys, Waterford, Ireland.
I'm opposite. Plastic's my least fave.
It just tasted so smooth going down.
And we're going third glass. Yep.
That's sweet.
I like this one.
Oh, that's the box wine for sure. You two are garbage people.
You're garbage people.
No, I mean, I think it tastes sweet. Not like, ooh, that's sweet.
So, fun fact. After the chili cook-off a couple weekends ago, Amy and I went to the chili cook-off. Hung out with your cousin, actually, Trey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My friends got so trashed, they went home and kept drinking. And some friends of theirs came over. And my girlfriend's trying to drink wine, but she spilt three glasses of wine before they finally took it away from her. But luckily, it was in the plastic glasses, so she was fine. That was at her house, not at my house.
Oh, boy. On the carpet?
I don't believe so. This is the same friend that I haven't even said this yet. I spend the night at their house this weekend. Her husband leaves, comes back to tells me that he hit my car in the driveway.
Oh,
so I'm the worst driver and I don't pay attention and I have never messed with my car at all. And he dented my bumper. But of course, he's like, babe, I got insurance. Like, it's fine. And then Jeremy texts him back and he goes, Lacey, you should talk about people backing out of the driveway and hitting their car because I've done that to his car before.
Well, it might be taken care of with insurance, but it's still super inconvenient.
Yes.
Calls, appointments, just
I don't
sucks.
Know how to do all that. I'm supposed to take care of that myself. Come on. All right. Line them up. Which one do you think is most to least expensive? Most being first.
So what does the winner get? What does the loser have to do? Winner gets a bottle of wine from each of the other two. It can be the cheapest you want.
Okay.
Kay.
I was going to bring, Jeremy buys me pickles all the time, so I have these big pickles in the pouch, which are just, it's just too much pickle. And I was going to bring that and make the loser eat the whole pickle, and I forgot. I'm very on top of things, guys.
Amy, so you went Waterford Crystal. Oh, so you're switching them up now.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know I was supposed to put them in order.
No, it's okay. I'm just trying to figure out if we're going to have a winner or not. You went Waterford Crystal and then the tall glass.
Yes.
And then you went with the plastic glass as the cheapest.
Yeah.
Okay. And Lacey, you went with the
champagne flute.
Champagne flute has the most expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You went with the Waterford Crystal in the middle and the...
Are we exactly the same?
No, we are the exact opposite.
Okay.
So the only one that's the same is the Waterford Crystal. So I have the one in the plastic cup as the most expensive... Waterford Crystal middle, and the champagne flute as third. So one of us got it right.
Yeah.
Did Justin...
The most expensive... Trey got it right.
No!
It is Casa Rio di Diablo. That is the one from Chile, but it's also the one that has the misspelling on the label. With the reed meats, not red meats, reed meats.
When you make wine like the Chileans do, you don't got a spell, baby.
The one in the glass is Trader Joe's $2 chuck. And the box wine, which was my least favorite, is the one in the plastic.
Wow. Well, I just switched one and two, so I don't feel too bad.
All I know is this just proves I'm not a box wine person.
You guys... if y'all are going to get me red wine, I'm going to make sure that it's an odd year. Even your vintages are crap. Make sure that the grapes were grown on the north side of the hill. That's where it gets the better sunlight. And the soil needs to have a pH balance of 3 or lower, please. Thank you.
I don't know if he's being serious because he did just go on a wine tour. So who knows?
I don't think he's pulling this out of his butt. I think it's like real stuff.
The information is... completely wrong. it's all like, I know you're like supposed to have stuff on like whatever the north facing side or the south facing side. There's one that's correct. No idea which one it actually is. I'm just putting together words.
I know moss grows on the north side of trees.
And then the acidity.
I know that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west.
Did you know? I can't remember the fact from the movie, the Tom Cruise movie, where you talk about the size of his head. I don't know. I was going to say it, but I can't remember what it is.
If your hand is bigger than your face, it means you're more likely to have cancer.
If your foot can fit into your forearm, that means you're normal. There was something along that too. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. Congratulations.
Yeah, Trey. Way to go, Trey.
You get a bottle of wine. If they haven't drank it all out there. I did leave it out there.
Okay, what did I
mean? Wait. You give me the unopened? You're giving me the open bottle?
You didn't specify.
Bless it.
Hey, I was initially my two thoughts, loser, eat a whole pickle and drink the juice. Ooh. I didn't bring it, so that's fine. Or clean out my car. So that was the one who bought the wine. But I'm not going to punish anybody like that. I do like the punishments, though. Amy's last punishment, what'd you have to do?
I wish I knew what you were talking about.
She had to chug a bottle of pumpkin beer.
Ah.
All right, ladies and gents, pinkies up. Let's do a round of classy or trashy roundtable.
Okay, I'm gonna
We're still going here? All right.
I'm gonna go first.
I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna drink the rest of this wine. Hell yeah, I'm liking this podcast.
I'm pretty sure this is trashy. There's no other way around it. Having a wine tasting minutes before going to your annual physical checkup and having to take a urine test.
Oh, I love that, Amy. Amy said yesterday, I can do the podcast, but I have to go to the doctor. And I'm like, cool, well, we'll just do it earlier. And then I'm like, oh, did you need to be sober? Like, why are you talking about your doctor? But it's that kind of doctor. Amy's going to go take her pants off after this. Wine shaming someone at their own wedding, classy or trashy?
Oh, that is so trashy.
Yeah. So my girlfriend wine shamed me at my own wedding because I was pouring my own glass, which I shouldn't have been doing anyway, but the wine bottle top was touching my wine glass. And she came up to me and she goes, oh, you're not supposed to touch the wine bottle to the wine glass. And I felt really stupid at my wedding.
Shame on her for even saying anything.
Oh, wait, she did it to you?
She did it to me.
No, that she's not your friend. Cut her out.
Drinking so much wine at a baby shower that you fall asleep standing up.
Oh, no.
Mm.
This is a personal story.
Yeah. That sounds like a Lacey story for sure.
Yeah, the last baby shower that I threw, we did that because the other people who was helping us throw it work in the bar industry. And so she comes over with this big thing of expensive wine. And she's like, oh, I thought we could give these away as gifts whenever you play like the silly baby shower games and everything else. She said they're really expensive bottles of wine. I'm like, psh, we're not giving that crap away. So we drank like all of it. And afterwards, the pregnant people and their family had left, but I was standing up at my friend's bar and I fell asleep. The picture is really ridiculous. It's too bad that I can't even post it. Like, I look like Dead Man Standing.
What were the odds we were gonna say classy? I have one.
What?
Slipping the horse at the vineyard a little wine as we are on our wine tour.
No, that's animal abuse.
Why?
What do you mean why?
I've given my dog wine. Well, she's dead now, but...
Well,
because of that.
It's just sugary water.
No.
He's a 2,000-pound horse. Licking it off of my fingers was not going to give him any kind of real problems.
I know, but... people get pretty angry about animals.
At On the Tradio, if you've got a problem with me giving a horse wine.
I cheers to you, Trey. I say you share with everybody.
Classy, though?
I don't disagree with it. I mean, it's not highbrow, but I definitely don't disagree with it. Coming up with kissing games. Classy or trashy?
Super trashy. I mean, unless you're in middle school, that's just fun.
I think it's cute. I can't say that it's classy, but Trey, what would you do this weekend?
Oh, you want to hear my kissing game story? Okay.
Oh, I forgot.
So my girlfriend and I came up with a game this weekend. We're just sitting around watching some football, being goofy with each other like we always do. And so I get a little bored and I'm like, I'm going to play Pin the Kiss on the Girl. We all know the classic Pin the Tail on the Donkey. You blindfold somebody, spin it around, and then they try to get the tail stuck on the donkey on a little piece of paper that you hung up on the wall. Well, I decided I was going to try to kiss my girlfriend after spinning around really, really fast and having my eyes closed. So she sits on the edge of the couch. I close my eyes, spin, 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 and then I look for her, and I try to find her. And I got her right above the lip, so it was pretty good.
That is good. We should also say it was only Trey and his girlfriend playing in this. It wasn't some kind of swingers thing going on. Because whenever you first said it, yes, I thought it was like a human spin the bottle is what you were trying to do. Like, where do my lips land? It doesn't even matter.
That's an incredible game for middle schoolers. The human is the bottle. That is good, Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
You've given hope to several children. I don't know why they'd be listening to this podcast, but if they are, they should learn to play it. So my girlfriend did it. She was not very good. She missed me by a mile. I realize it's too cute and sappy, and everyone hates the cute and sappy people. But if you just want to have a little fun with your significant other, give it a shot. You'll laugh, I promise. Neither one of you are going to try this, are you?
No, not at all.
You did, didn't you, Amy?
Well,
you
I'm debating whether or not I should share or not. So everyone's played strip poker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can only play it so many times. So this weekend, me and Josh played strip. Sorry. The board game.
Y'all are big Friends fans, aren't y'all?
Is that from Friends?
They play strip Happy Days game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love Sorry, though.
How do you
play
it?
I get so competitive.
Okay, so anytime you get a piece in home or you draw a sorry card, the other person has to take a piece of clothing off.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Who won?
I won.
So
I win
was, so
everything.
He was naked? So
he's
just
super naked.
There, just
yep.
sit there naked.
Naked. Game's over.
Are you fully clothed?
No, not fully clothed.
Sorry, my top's still on. Sucks to be you. Shower wine, classy or trashy?
Shower wine.
Classy AF.
I love shower wine.
You have to have the right shower installed in your house, though.
Like,
I couldn't do it. I have the old people safety railing. That's not classy.
Not a good place to put your wine.
No.
There is a wine glass in my shower right now.
I love it whenever I'm in the shower and Jeremy comes and brings me wine while he's cooking me dinner.
Yeah. Now, that's just classy, like, Jeremy.
Yeah.
That's classy.
That's serious.
And I have a couple of cool stories. We're going to call them whiner, which is loser, whiner, or winner. A woman is arrested for using a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon as a weapon.
Any more details?
Sure. She was at a country music nightclub, so it's your kind of people, Trey. And they closed at 2 a.m., but she wanted to keep the party going and wouldn't leave. At 3 a.m., a bouncer kicked her out. She responded by attacking him with a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
She had to have had this Pabst Blue Ribbon stored away in her trunk already, because they're not selling you alcohol at 3 a.m.
Or if they're kicking her out, I mean, if she's still in the club and they're just letting her, like, sober up or stay around until we lock the doors, we're just not serving you anymore. Did she go and get the beer and then attack him with his own beer from his own bar?
Interesting. Now, I would say she's a whiner, hands down.
Yeah.
If she was to attack him with a bottle of Chimay, I'd say, yeah, girl, I get it. I've had to leave before whenever I wasn't ready to leave either. But because it's Pabst Blue Ribbon, she's a whiner. People love dogs more than people. Whiner or winner?
Oh, winner.
People who love dogs more than people?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're a whiner.
Right. I'm kind of torn on this because I get it. I've been that idiot that's at a baby shower before, like only talking to the adults. And then somebody comes up with a puppy and I'm like, oh my God, come here. And I'm just like making out with this puppy. And then I told this guy one time, I said, sorry, we just really like dogs more than we like people. And then I realized like, I don't know you and I don't know your situation. If you have kids at home, if like you've left your baby at home and I'm telling you, your dog's the most precious thing in the world to me. But I hate it whenever people do put animals before humans because like, it is just an animal.
Yeah, it's sick.
But at the same time, I do like dogs more than I like people.
So you're one of them.
Yeah.
What do you mean by
But I wouldn't like save, I wouldn't save them. For the most part, if you put me in a room full of people or a room full of puppies, I'm going to have more fun with the puppies.
Yes, yeah, same.
But if both of those rooms are on fire,
yeah,
you're getting the people out first.
I'd get the people out first.
Sure, yeah, that just makes you a decent
but
person.
But then I'd go back for the puppies if I could.
Of course, of course. I don't think anybody's going to argue with you on that.
Have you changed at all now that you have a puppy, Trey? Or you have a dog at home, right?
Oh, no, but I think that dog is officially mine now. Kara has told me that she's like, if we ever break up, the dog goes with you now at this point.
She doesn't want that
so
dog.
So you have to marry her. That's the only solution.
Or just take her dog.
You can't take her dog. What kind of dog is it?
It is a Cocker Spaniel mix. His name is Mowgli.
Barky? Cocker Spaniels sound barky.
He's not very barky. Every once in a while, like we have a little backyard that backs up to the dog park in our apartment complex. And so every once in a while, he'll get a little mouthy, but whatever.
Does the dog sleep in bed with y'all?
Listen, do you know what cocker rage is?
No, but yeah. It sounds like something Amy and Josh would play on the weekend.
strip cocker rage. he loses his mind if you try to take... Okay, so this one time, I dropped a Hot Pocket... classy or trashy? I dropped a Hot Pocket wrapper on the floor, and he came over and was enjoying the delicious remnants of the ham and cheese that were in this wrapper. and tried to take it away from him, and he lost his mind. And he has no idea that he's losing his mind. It's just what happens inside of him as an instinct. Well, when he goes to sleep, the same kind of thing kicks in, and if you wake him up while he's asleep, he will bite you hard. So he's not allowed to sleep in bed with us.
Aww.
I know it sucks.
My dog whimpers whenever he's sleeping. Like, I can tell that he's dreaming, and sometimes I wonder if he's having a good dream or a bad dream, because I've heard scientists somehow figured it out that dogs dream about, like, your face and licking you or running is typically what a dog's dreaming about. But he's, like, whimpering and moving, and he's the only dog that I've heard had a dream before. But he does sleep with us. He's also ruined my couch, that little bitch. He sleeps on top of the couch whenever we're not at home. So my new couch, I've only had it for a couple of years, is completely dented in. It's the little Stanley spot. So nothing I can do about it now. Just don't let your animals on the furniture. That's what I'd say.
You can't do anything about it when you're gone.
I could lock him up, but I mean, I don't. Can you teach an old dog new tricks? He's 2 years old. Can I get him off the couch now? He's scared to death of water and rain, so I think I could, but then I'm afraid I would truly traumatize him if I'm going to start spraying water at him to get him off the couch.
You can. They have cameras with speakers on them now. So, like, you have a Wi-Fi camera that you can see on your phone. It's like a nanny cam, mm-hmm. but it's got a speaker on it, too, so you can be like, Stanley, get off the couch.
Heart out. I'm not going to be watching my dog all the time.
You could train him to sit in other spots of the couch. Like, put a big old wood, I don't know, something in the place that he would normally sit, and then he could break in the rest of the couch by sleeping in the other spots while you're gone. That's what I do.
He's tried moving to another section of the couch, and so now I will remove that pillow whenever he leaves because I don't want both ends of my couch dented.
No, you want it evenly broken in.
No.
You don't want one saggy part in the middle.
Saggy's just a funny word. I found this story interesting. There's this guy who did not even know his neighbor, but he repeatedly, over the last 4 years, sent hookers over to the house at least 75 times. The neighbor said they didn't have any issues with them, wasn't sure why he was sending the prostitutes, but after he'd send these prostitutes to his neighbor's house, have him go strip, just like a little strip-gram, don't even know the dude, but then the prostitutes would come over and earn the rest of the money across the street. But it made me think, even though I don't like prostitutes, no offense to any prostitutes that listen to the show, that's kind of a cool gag for a neighbor, right?
This guy had kids, though. It was a family of two. Hang on. They had two kids. It was a man, a wife, and two daughters. And then the hookers would, like, come and, like, pee on their front porch and stuff because they were instructed to, like, do so. They're like, hey, come onto the porch, and then I like to be teased, so I'm gonna pretend like I don't want you here, but you go ahead and get started on the front porch. And so they're like, yeah, sure, I want my whatever X amount of dollars. I mean, I'm already here doing this, so why not get started on the porch? So they just did it.
My story doesn't say anything about peeing or kids, but he did end up going to prison for that and for something a little bit worse.
I have seen this story, and I was reading pretty in-depth about it because I thought it was a great prank. Like, come on, guy. Like, you cannot do any better than that. Hilarious.
I mean, you'd have to spend a lot of money, but I give you kudos for doing that. I guess I completely don't have kids on the brain, though, so I don't think about... I think about my neighbors across the street. They don't have any kids, and I'd be like, did you get what I sent you earlier? You know, little people stripper just because it's funny.
My husband, Josh, his birthday is on April 1st, and I've known him for 15 years, and I always do something for his birthday, a prank of some kind, and I'm really running out of ideas, but I do not think I'll be using the stripper tease as...
Stripper peas?
As next year's event.
And last thing for wine or winter, kegs of ranch dressing. Oh. How do you feel about ranch dressing?
The worst.
I'll use it if it's an option, but I'm not going to ever seek it out.
What do you use it on, though? Do you use it, like, do you have ranch with your pizza?
No.
Is that your preferred salad dressing?
Go home.
I mean, if there isn't a whole lot of, if it's a really dry pizza, sure, I'll do some ranch. But it's not my go-to. I wouldn't put ranch with every slice of pizza that I have.
A dry pizza?
Like if it's reheated and you...
Well, if she didn't have pineapple on her pizza tray, it might be dry.
What?
Dry pineapple? You people.
You don't reheat your pizza?
For the most part, I am too lazy to reheat it, but that dries your pizza out?
Sure,
I've never heard of dry pizza.
I mean, even if you, I don't own a microwave, but whenever you do reheat it in the microwave, you have to wrap it up in a wet paper towel so it doesn't dry out. But yeah, pizza dries out when you reheat it.
There are so many people that think you're insane right now for dry pizza and wrapping it in a wet paper towel.
That is normal.
Okay.
100% normal.
Whenever I reheat, I will damp the towel and reheat, but that's generally with anything. That's not with pizza.
No, this is a thing?
Yes.
That seems crazy.
Get with it, Trey.
Google it.
Do you also change the power settings on your microwave and stuff?
I've never done that.
You go 100. This is America. You go with 100% power for too long to where everything is bubbling and that kind of blackened whatever goop on top. That's how you microwave in America.
So obviously you're against the ranch dressing.
Oh, 100%, which is also very American. So I'm kind of speaking out of both sides of my butt here.
I just don't think that ranch is a condiment. Like, I don't want it with everything. I guess it is exactly a condiment. But it's not a side. It's not something that I want with anything. The exception of the rule would be if I'm going to make, like, a calzone, like a chicken bacon ranch calzone. Something like, if it goes with it, mushrooms, something like that, then I'll use ranch in that instance. But for salad, for pizza, no, never.
It's not my number one. But I will from time to time.
I think it's very elementary.
Well, my stepsister won't eat green beans, really anything green, without ketchup on the side.
That's gross.
She dips every vegetable in ketchup. She's got like one of those gallon tubs in the side of her door that she has squirt top.
Oh.
And she just she opens the door, she puts her plate under the squirt thing, and every meal she'll put ketchup on her plate.
The only thing that I like ketchup on, and you're going to call me trashy for this, but I don't care, is my meatloaf. Meatloaf is freaking delicious.
It can be delicious.
I love
and
meatloaf.
And trashy.
It's not trashy. It's comfort food. It's Southern.
Comfort food would be under the trashy label. It's like an umbrella. Yep. It's under that.
Meatloaf is a trashy food.
There are different categories of food, and I wouldn't say it's under the fancy foods.
I can make such a kick-ass meatloaf.
Yeah, nobody's making meatloaf out of Kobe beef. You know what I mean? Why? Because it's a trash.
You're not
food.
Making it out of spam either, though.
I think you're closer to putting some spam in your meatloaf.
No, no. There are no spam and hot dogs in my meatloaf, I promise. I can make some classy meatloaf. Maybe I'll have to show y'all sometime. All right, thank you, Trey, for joining us. And for being correct, you did not let me down at all. You were so super classy over there.
And won.
That's right.
Yeah, you're so right. But we got to get out of here. We got bottles of wine and boxes of wine to finish. And Amy has to go take off her pants for a gyno. So thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie, Amy Nichols.
I don't need to know that.
And Trey, who just now realized what happens to women once a year. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play. You can leave us a nice rating while you're there. And hit us up on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
Drinking red wine.
On Facebook, on Instagram, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
A hoe professional is a prostitute who brings a certain amount of professionalism to the job. You know, I follow a code of ethics that I have set for myself, and I bring a higher quality of service.